From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson, in for Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, January 5th. Coming up, we'll learn how big money is causing big problems for Illinois voters. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Former President Donald Trump's status as a presidential candidate in Illinois is now being challenged. Dave McKinney has more.
A bid to keep Trump off the March and November ballots was launched with the State Board of Elections. Objectors cited Trump's behavior during the mob attack on the Capitol 3 years ago and a constitutional prohibition against insurrectionists running for public office. Here's Chicago lawyer Matthew Pierce, who's helping push the objection.
We're not engaging in politics here. We're engaging in the application of constitutional principles. The law must be obeyed. And if the laws aren't obeyed, you lose your constitutional democracy. It's really just that simple.
Similar legal challenges to Trump are pending in more than a dozen states. This is Dave McKinney.
Illinois will not reach an interim goal of reducing runoff pollution across the state's waterways. That's according to a new statewide report. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
Levels of pollution from sources like agricultural runoff are continuing to increase across Illinois rivers. Professor of Soil Science at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, Andrew Margonaut, says at the current pace, the state will miss its target to reduce two key pollutants by next year.
We are not going to hit those milestones, especially for phosphorus in 2025.
Pollutants, which are also known as nutrients, can also make their way into waterways as discharge from wastewater treatment facilities. And nutrient pollution can damage ecosystems and cause algal blooms, which are harmful to human health. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Illinois' two U.S. senators are warning Rivian and other non-union automakers not to interfere with unionizing efforts at their plants. Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth and 26 of their Democratic colleagues in the Senate sent a letter to Rivian CEO R.J. Scaringe and the heads of 12 other automakers that, quote, strongly urges the automakers to stay neutral on workers' efforts to unionize and to negotiate in good faith if the workers decide to organize. In the letter, the lawmakers cite examples of what they call illegal union blocking efforts at Hyundai, Tesla, and Volkswagen. The United Auto Workers and Machinists Union have both started union organizing efforts at Rivian. The electric vehicle company has become Bloomington Normal's second largest employer with more than 8,000 workers. The Illinois Commerce Commission has granted Wolf Carbon Solutions withdrawal from the pipeline application process without prejudice, leaving the door open for a new filing in the future. The pipeline has drawn criticism from landowners and environmentalists, among others. They cite safety concerns and oppose the eminent domain process that can be used to gain land rights for pipeline construction. Administrative law judges agreed with the ICC staff recommendation that Wolf Carbon Solutions wait until new federal pipeline rules are published before filing a new application. Still to come, we'll learn how big money is causing big problems for Illinois voters. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
It's 1968, and the nuns and nurses from Nonnadus House return to the East End of London. The midwives welcome a new nun, Sister Veronica, as tensions arise following the impact of Enoch Powell's Rivers of Blood speech. Friends of WILL can rewatch and binge all 8 episodes of Season 12 to get ready for Season 13's debut in March. Find out how you can enjoy extended access to captivating dramas at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson, in for Kimberly Schofield. There's a lot of money in Illinois politics. This morning, Mary Dixon from Chicago NPR station WBEZ has a closer look at how politicians are weaponizing their war chests in ways that threaten the election process.
In a recent piece for the Democracy Solutions Project, Chicago Sun-Times chief political reporter Tina Svandelis looked at campaign finance in the state and how big money is causing big problems for Illinois voters. She joins me now. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
So in your piece, you identify multiple issues that are affecting state elections, including self-funded candidates and legal loopholes. What's going on?
There's a lot of problems in Illinois. As you said, there's a lot of money, which leads to more problems. I do detail some of the issues, including meddling in primaries, which we saw last year with Governor Pritzker in the Republican primary for governor. And that was him giving $24 million to the Democratic Governors Association so that they can run ads in the Republican primary. I'm sure you remember those because there were so many ads running in that campaign. But it was boosting Darren Bailey, saying that he was too conservative for Illinois. And what that does is that riles up Republican primary voters. They get really upset, or they get really animated, and they kind of do what the ad tells them to do. And in that case, Pritzker wanted to face Darren Bailey over the moderate candidate Richard Ervin. And that strategy worked for him.
Aren't there state laws that regulate how money is spent in political races?
Yes. So I went down the history books for Illinois. And in 2009, Governor Pat Quinn was the first person to try to get campaign finance reform on the books. And that was a year after former Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested. And obviously that was tied to campaign contributions. So in 2009, Governor Pat Quinn, he gets a reform commission together and he finally does get a law on the books. And in that case, there were contributions limits for corporations and unions, for individual donors, and for political action committees. So back in 2009, this law would have put limits on PACs. As we know, that is not happening. And that changed in 2011 because of the Supreme Court decision in which they said that super PACs could not have limits. So Illinois went back to the drawing board in 2011, and they allowed super PACs to have unlimited amounts of contributions, which is what we have seen ever since.
And then there's the issue of self-funding loopholes, right?
Yes. So that was originally in the 2009 bill. And I talked to Governor Pat Quinn. He says he did not intend this to help millionaires, but it does help millionaires in that anyone who can give $250,000 to their statewide campaign blows the caps, meaning they could put unlimited amounts into their campaign. And so that has been happening ever since. Obviously, we have had Bruce Rauner as a governor, Jamie Pritzker for however long he wants to be governor. So we have been led by these really wealthy candidates who are making extraordinary amount of contributions to these campaigns.
If we agree that this use of big money is a problem, is there a solution to it?
I think there are multiple solutions. We are seeing them play out in several cities and states. Evanston last year became the first city in the state to enact a public financing program. So under that new program, candidates for mayor will be able to receive funding matched at a 9-to-1 ratio. So that means that people can give up to $150 for each candidate and then have that match to a 9-to-1 ratio by the public government. And that is a way for residents who do not have a lot of money to be able to play a role in big elections.
Tina Svandelis is the chief political reporter at the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you.
And this conversation is part of the Democracy Solutions Project. It's a collaborative effort with WBEZ, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the University of Chicago's Center for Effective Government. Together, we're examining critical issues facing our democracy in the run-up to the 2024 elections.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Eric Stock, Tim Shelley, and Mary Dixon. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.